Blog Talk Radio.
Look at these.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, is this Sean and Kevin?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
I have been having some technical difficulties. I don't know if my call dropped or what was going on, but I kept hearing somebody on the other end, and I was like, is this Kevin? Is this Sean? Can you guys hear me? I don't know what it was, but you know what? I'm so glad to have you guys on. How you doing?
Oh man, we're blessed by the best.
Oh, I know you are. Now, who am I speaking? Who is this talking?
This Sean Grace.
All right, Sean. Wonderful to have you. Now, I've already read you guys' bio, and I'm just so excited to have you guys on. Kind of tell our listening audience, even though we got a little delay, tell them about you guys. I read a little bit about where you're from and how you guys kind of got started, but give them a little bit of history behind, Grateful, Grace and Mercy.
Okay. Well, this your boy Grace and this your boy Mercy, and we are grateful. And man, we're from Allendale, South Carolina, man, little old town where we got like 2 to 3 stoplights. But we thank God for where we come from, man. We've been doing music all our lives, doing music for the world, until God had a different plan for us to do music for Him.
It's truly, we've been at it. This is your boy Mercy. We've been at it, man. My father did music, and it's in us to do music, man. And started doing music, but we started doing it for the wrong reasons, man. And God seen a purpose for our ministry, man. So He put us out in front of the world, man. And we thank God for that.
Amen, amen.
Wow.
We actually blood brothers. Same mother, same father. Our mothers died in 2002, and our dad in 2003. So we only had ourselves to depend on, along with our wives, man. And God has just took us on a journey that's been unbelievable. We truly thank God for this opportunity, and now we're here on your show, Glory.
Well, I'm so glad to have you guys. Now, I tell you, I had the wonderful opportunity to meet you guys in season 7 down in Atlanta, and then at the event that was going on for the benefit concert down in South Carolina. And I just, fell in love with you guys' energy, fell in love with your ministry. And you guys just got back from Las Vegas as well. Kind of tell our listening audience about that experience at the Stellar Exclusive.
Las Vegas was awesome. Awesome, man. I'm gonna tell you the most wonderful time we ever had, man. We went to Las Vegas, and it was so amazing to get to Las Vegas and people knew us. People knew us, man. And we were sitting in our MGM restaurant and the hotel, and Donnie McClurkin, man, he remembered us from a showcase we did a couple years ago. That's the whole purpose, man. He remembered the ministry. And man, I tell you, Las Vegas was awesome.
Yeah, man, it was so awesome, man. We got down there to Las Vegas for the Praise Factor Stellar Award exclusive, and got to network with a whole lot of different people. And man, oh man, we felt like, oh man, super superstars, man. We enjoyed ourselves, man. It's a different world over there in Las Vegas. But to God be the glory. We thank God for His humbleness and how He's allowed us to go through and be obedient to the word, because a lot of things out there that the enemy will try to distract you from the purpose. But we thank God for having mind strong and heart wise to the point to where, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So we truly thank God for that opportunity in Las Vegas, man. It was bananas over there.
And see, that's the thing, and I don't know if any of our listening audience has been following you guys, but like I said, I met them through the Praise Factor People's Choice Awards. Pastor T, shout out to her. She has a phenomenal ministry within itself that is just really giving Inspire artists a platform like no other. And, just talk about the experience with that and how things have just really opened up for you guys. I mean, I know you've been doing it, for a little bit, but this kind of really catapults you to a different level.
Well, the Atlanta experience, it opened up a lot of doors for us, man. We truly thank Dr. Teresa Jordan, man, Pastor T, for inviting us into this genre, man, because you know, we've been doing this music for a long time, and just for her to have some kind of how can I say it, bro?
A vision
of us, man. To know that, you know, we can take this ministry to another level, man, and we just thank her for that, man. Atlanta has opened up a lot of doors for us, a lot of doors, man. Like I said, down in Vegas, we had a chance to showcase for Ty Scott Records and Dr. Leonard Scott. And to our eyes and to our ears, you know, he enjoyed the performance and whatnot, even noticed us at the Stella Awards. So we thank God for the doors that's opening up, man, because we couldn't have done it without God, man. And we truly thank God for that opportunity that started all in Atlanta, Georgia.
No, the praise for the Lord, man, I encourage a lot of people to tune in and connect with them, man, because it opened so many opportunities for our ministry as far as we are now getting played on TV and a host of radio stations, man. And most of that is due to Praise Factor Awards, man, by us performing and winning first place on the Praise Factor's People's Choice Awards, man. Pastor T show look out for her people, man. She looks out for everybody, and we thank her for that.
Amen. I can just totally agree with that because, you know, it's been, my brand has truly expanded, you know, since that divine connection that God, you know, opened up. And again, it is all about God. It really isn't about us. Now, one of the things that I wanted you to kind of share, I got to hear a little bit about you guys' testimony and about how God, you know, brought you to where you are now. But can you guys just share a little bit about your testimony? Because I know there's probably, you know, we record our shows and we're very laid back. And so I love for the artists to kind of, you know, it isn't always easy. You know, you have to come from some point to get where you are, where God, you know, brings you to this point now. But I want you to kind of share your testimony because there may be a young man or a young woman out there that possibly may be still straddling and, you know, having some issues. But I think if you kind of, you know, put some nuggets out there, give them some word of encouragement and tell them about your testimony and how, you know, God, you know, brought you to where you are at this awesome point.
Well, this is Mercy, man, and I truly have a testimony that could bring someone out, man. I fell in love with the streets, and I was running the streets hard-headed, selling drugs, doing drugs, but it was the money captivated me. It took me in, and to the point to where I turned my back on a lot of people who loved me, and I did some crazy decisions, man. And I started doing hip-hop music, doing rapping, and doing shows and clubs until one night I got shot at the club. And I realized that night that none of those people that told me they loved me and hollered for me in the club were there with me when I was down and on my deathbed, and God brought me back. God brought me back, and what makes this testimony so amazing, I was not saved. I didn't want nothing to do with Jesus at the time, but yet he still granted me grace, and he granted me mercy, and he put me back on my feet, and I vowed to praise the Lord with everything I got because he's all I got. He's amazing to us, man. So I just want to encourage everybody, if you think the life that you live is rough and you can't get away, Jesus is the way out. Jesus is the way out, man. And I realize that there's nothing better in the world than serving Jesus, man. And ever since we transitioned our lives and changed over to changing Jesus, serving Jesus, everything fell into place, man. Our ministry grew, and God is tremendously blessing our lives, man. He's blessing our lives until we don't even realize the blessings is there until they're there. And it just amazes us. It just amazes us how great he is to us, man. And all he asks us to do is be faithful. Be faithful to him and submit ourselves to him. And just be real with him, man. Serve him and put no one before him, man. And that's what we do. Everything we do, every song we write, every concert we go to, we always keep in our mind, in the forefront of our mind, that Jesus is the reason why we're here. We're not here to perform. We're not here to give you no concert, but we're here to tell you that Jesus can bring you out of any situation that may seem like it got you down. Amen?
Amen. Amen. I love it. I love it. Now, between the two of you, who does the writing? who does the writing for you guys? Do you guys both collaborate on it? Does God drop it on one or the other? How do you get your inspiration?
Well, that's kind of funny how you ask that, but truly we thank God for the talent. We both collaborate on everything. He blessed us both to have the vision and the knowledge and the wisdom to write, you know, and I thank God, man. We'd be sitting in the studio and we'd be writing sometimes. We'd be amazing ourselves, but then we look back and say, to God be the glory. You know, God is we've been doing this a long time, and we used to be in groups and all that, and me and my brother always been the ones that are always writing the songs. So we just thank God for how he has allowed us to just, man, just have a vision all of a sudden to where music writing is like a passion to us. We get a revelation off of everything. We could be riding down the road and looking at somebody and be like, oh, man, let's write to this, let's write to that. You know what I'm saying? So we both write the music. When it comes down to the engineering and the production or whatnot, my brother hands down does that. I don't mess with none of that. I sit back and just get the microphone. But he's truly blessed to learn this the studio and to learn how to master and mix the music. And as far as, like I said, our songs, we both are engineers of that, man. So we truly thank God for that. There's no big eyes and no little U's, you know. I always tell him, you better than me. He'll look at me and say, nah, you got me hands down. So we compete against ourselves to one another to make ourselves better to what we do in the studio. So we truly thank God for the, you know, for that.
Wow, that's wonderful. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, we see a lot of different groups, whether they're, you know, the secular groups or whether they're the gospel groups, they all start out. And, you know, then you always have one that always breaks out and, you know, goes solo or whatever. But by you guys being brothers, it just is, it has a deeper meaning to you guys, I would imagine, because, again, it's really not about, you know, one or the other. It's about ministry. And we can definitely feel it, you know, from you guys. Now, who thought of the name for your entertainment group, Anointed by Him? I love that. Was that something you guys both collaborate on, or, you know, and do you help other artists, you know, within your company?
I remember we was in a church service one day, and we was performing and whatnot, and after the service, someone was like, you know, oh, man, y'all guys are truly anointed, truly anointed. So, you know, we was riding home, and I was like, man, did you hear what that pastor told us, man? And he was like, yeah, man, he told us we anointed. And then I think it was you that said, man, we anointed by him. And when he said that, I said, ABH. And he was like, oh, I like that. We're going to use that Anointed by Him Entertainment, man, because that's who we truly anointed by. We're not out here to get the approval of nobody. We're trying to definitely just get the approval of God. And because of his anointing, what's going to keep us, man. So we thank God for it, man. And that's how we came up with the label, ABH, Anointed by Him.
I love it. Now, do you guys, do you produce other artists?
Yes, we actually was working with this girl group that actually our nieces and sister-in-laws and wives, their name is Glorious, and we actually wrote a couple songs for them, man. They're coming out soon, man, but as far as producing anybody else, we are not doing that. We're not being selfish, but it's a lot on Grateful's plate right now, so we're focused on Grateful in 2016. We got a lot of great things coming up, but be sure we are ready and willing to work with some people, man, write y'all some songs and get y'all some bangers out there.
I love it. Now you hit on something that I was just going to ask. You guys got a full plate and you got a lot going on. Tell the listening audience, you know, where you guys are going to be this year in 2016, if you're going to be touching base in, you know, different cities and, you know, where you guys are going to be, because I know for a fact wherever you guys go, you know, they're going to be blessed.
Amen, amen, man. Once again, shout out to Pastor T. Actually, she got the Praise Factor Awards Inspired Artist Tour coming up 2016. And, man, we are on a lot of dates for that. As far as coming starting in June 3rd and 4th, we're going to be in Florida, High Springs and Jacksonville. June 17th through the 19th, we in South Carolina, which is Vaughanville, Charleston, and Columbia. July 8th through the 10th, we in North Carolina, that's Charlotte, Gastonia, Kings Mountain. July 15th through the 17th, we're going to be in Georgia, Alabama, that's Atlanta, Alex City, and Roanoke, all the way up to September 16th through the 18th, the Praise Factor Season Award, Season 9. Definitely, we're going to be there in Atlanta, Georgia. So as far as that is coming up, our plate is going to be exactly to the T, man. Coming up, some other events we got going on. We're going to be with our homeboy, Captain Kirk, in April, and that's in Beaufort, South Carolina, April the 9th, if I'm not mistaken. We just got a whole lot of stuff coming up. Other than that, oh, it's so much. It's so much. got a lot of local things going on around here. We like to show love to our local people as far as doing different church services and whatnot. We love church. You catch us in church, we tan the flows up. We love it. But you can catch us, man. And also, if you want to try to link up with us and follow us where we're going, you can go onto our website, which is www.2grateful.com. That's the number 2. GR, the number 8FL.com. That's our new website. Go on and check it out. You can check out our music. You can check out our videos. Check out our tour dates, where we're going to be. And also, you can also book us. You can hit us up and book us. And when you book us, you can also holler at our manager, with the Sister Joy Haynes. She's the CEO of ABH and Grateful. So we truly thank God for that. And shout out to our stylist, Kimberly Haynes, man. It's just a blessing. Team Grateful is just truly a blessing. So if you want to follow us, check out our website, www.2grateful.com.
Amen. And it's important that you got to have somebody that's supporting you, and you got to have that family time as well. Talk to our listening audience how you guys balance that, because, you know, you got a lot going on. Tell us how you balance family and music, and, you know, you got to have that downtime when you got to, you know, just seek God individually, you know, download of what he wants you to do next. So kind of talk about how you guys, you know, fit that in, the time management that is important and that's needed in order for you to be effective and to stay anointed.
Well, first and foremost, we brought it to ourselves to realize that God is important than anything. He's more important than any concert, any studio time, any song, any date. He's more important. So His time is automatic. His time is automatic. We got to spend time with God. God is automatic. And as far as our families, we understand that our families are next in line. We spend a lot of time. We try to take them with us everywhere we go. Our wives is always with us because they are our manager and our stylist. But God, man, God makes it happen. God clears the schedule and put us on track. As long as we keep him first, we always make our time out to serve God. We give God his time, and he makes our time relevant for everything else that's going around.
And, you know, we truly thank God for our wives, man, because they don't. He gives them the heart and mind to understand our dream and our mission, to the point to where they don't mess with nothing that we do when it comes to giving God the praise or doing God's work. So we truly thank God for their humbleness and how they've been so supportive of what we're doing. And, you know, the way we put this team together, we had to do it like that because the devil is busy, man, and he will try to manipulate any way, which way he can through our family members. So We take our families with us everywhere we go, man. Actually, we made our nephew, which is my brother's son, our drummer. So we'll be looking for him later on in the future. And like I said, our wives, they're part of this industry. So we thank God for it. So we always together. We always together. You won't see one without the other. So we thank God for that.
Amen. I love it. Now, one of the things that I got to hear when we were in Atlanta last year was the I See You. That was off the chain. Tell us, the audience, about how that came about. I see you.
I see you. I See You came about when we was in Atlanta at the Praise Factor, Season 7, man. when we was out there, me and my brother, when we was on our way up there, we was talking, and we was like, man, we was just so hyped on going to Atlanta to be a part of something so spectacular, because, like I said, we from a small town to where we didn't have this kind of mainstream focus exposure. So when we was riding, and we was like, man, we ain't going for no competition. We ain't going for nothing but just to have fun in God and just interact with everybody and get them to have fun, man. And that's how we is all the time. So as we were sitting there and other contestants was going up, I just started screaming out, I see you. So my brother caught on, and he started screaming out, I see you. And someone asked us, why do y'all say that? What does that mean? And I told him, I said, I see you is for all inspirational, inspired artists, man, because people don't see us, especially the mainstream and the superstars. They don't see inspired artists. So other inspired artists got to encourage other inspired artists and let them know that if no one else see you, then I see you. So that's how we came up with the scene, with the phrase, I see you. Let all inspired artists know, man, when it's down and out and no one else is recognizing your local talent or your ministry, just know that another inspired artist sees you.
Wow. I love that. I absolutely love it. You guys are just, God just got his hands all over you. And I'm so, we're coming up on the top of the hour to end our show. And I just am so thankful that you guys took the time out of your busy schedule to come on and to bless our listening audience. Before we close out our show, we always ask our guests to close us out with a word of prayer. So I would be so honored if you guys would do that for me. But before we do that, I want to let our listening audience know that on Monday, you know, we have picked up two extra days. This girl's plate is getting full, but I picked up two extra days. We've got Mondays and we've got Fridays for two extra days for shows now. So on Monday, we're going to have Christy Hudson. Then on Wednesday, we're going to have Christian L. Williams. And I know you guys know Christian. Christian's going to be in on the show on Wednesday. And then on Friday, we have another great guest coming on. So you guys, if you get a chance to tune in, Kingdom Citizens, tune in with us next week because we're going to have some more phenomenal guests coming on. And again, Kevin and Sean, thank you so much. We love you guys. Keep on inspiring the kingdom of God and the citizens that are following you. We love you so, so much. And I don't know which one you're going to do, but if you would, please just close our show out with the word of prayer.
Amen, amen. And before we close the prayer out, we just want you to know we dropped IDC last year. That was our single, I Don't Care, I'm Doing Christ. This year, our new single, Yahweh. Look out for the new single, Yahweh. It's coming to you soon. You got this, bro?
Yes. Let us pray. Precious Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for just being so good to us,
yes,
being so real to us, and being so faithful to us, Lord. Lord, we ask you to encourage everyone that's on the line today that's listening, Lord, and let them know that everything that seems like over their head is under your feet. So any trial or tribulation that they may be facing, Lord, let them know that you will bring them out if they just believe. We thank you for all the opportunities that you bring towards grateful, that you bring towards the ministry, and that you bring towards every inspired artist that's out here seeking your face and praising your name. We thank you, Jesus, for everything that you do and everything that you're going to do. We thank you right now, Lord, for life, health, and strength, and we thank you right now for unity and the fellowship where two people can get together and have so much fun in your name. We pray all these prayers and all other prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, love you guys. Kingdom Citizens, we thank you for tuning in tonight. And you know what? God is truly going to be doing a mighty, mighty thing in you guys' ministry. So just know that we're going to be supporting you. And everybody, as we always close out the show, let's talk. Good night, Kevin. Good night, Sean.
I'm for you.